Blog Talk Radio.
I'm doing it for the kids. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm hoping you'll understand. And then I go on my own. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm doing it for the kids. I'm hoping you'll understand. And then I go on my own.
Look. Foes in my ear telling me my friends are dissing. They role switching, family feuding, only fueling tension. Loyalty in question, studio closing sessions. But I'm still making mine, selling time like a session. Dudes writing, so ghostwriting's my new profession. A starving artist who only harvests food for progression. Silence ringtones, text in my phone, it's not a message. Mean it is, but not the former, no damn mess of message. Too many voicemails, email by retail. Pros trying to call me with their short stories, tall tales. They was calling me locally with their fables, trying to give me the sign. But financially, they ain't able nor stable to pay my dues. Friends are dear and few. Not everybody is true. I'm realizing and analyzing everything that you do. Time to. If you moving like my ex do, then I might have to next you. I'm thinking that it's best to. Just. Don't repeat mistakes, learn from them, grow. I matured from the fire, now it's time for the snow. I perspire for the dough, religious like a friar. When it comes to making music, I would never stop, retire. You can never fire me, my own boss. No rehire, stay on the double shift. Never mind the quagmire. So I am a family guy, that ain't a lowest. I can blow this, never lose my focus. That's a foe because I'm so devoted. This is my life and my trials, my trails. I've been engraving since young age was a child. Walk the pavements to fill the vacant spaces, acres and miles. Replacing don't know in house with information I found. Switching locations in town, spinning ideas off the mound of curiosity. Swinging the bat with a crash of velocity for the purpose that's got to be a certain meaning. Research to the course of the history, Bible scriptures I'm reading, but even though I'm believing the world is cool and deceiving, I'm ready to leave it.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy.
This your boy Cal 10 from KCMO, and you're now rocking with Behind the Scenes Radio, on the air every Tuesday and Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just dial 917-889-9112. Press 1 to talk.
Garcia. Hey, DK, what up? Hey, look, I'm from Philly, right? We don't even play no games around here. Young dudes is dying for nothing, so I just bought me a big chopper.
Yeah,
a big chopper.
Yeah.
I just bought me a chopper from a poppy named Rico. Stole a half a key and blew it all on the C-Lo. Been on the D-Lo and watching out for the people. Car paid for, I don't know nothing about a repo. The Bugatti dreaming on the road to the bridge. And I'm still up in that kitchen. Wanna start with the fishing. For the low, you can get it. I'm on the go with my head. I'm talking broad day like we still alone. I'm feeling like that.
We just some young hitters mobbing through the street. Yeah, fly through Benji, nip in the seat. Gucci got little fingers to
it poppin'. Don't make me get my goons to ski up and get the choppin'.
Yeah.
Bop, bop, bop.
Yeah.
Bop, bop.
It's Miss Amazing. It only took a year to get my city on lock. If Diamond catch the first with it, then you know it's gon' pop. She dropped a bomb, never laid me to sit down. Got machetes and finger freddies, and it's like more to come. Come back, this is come back. 215 the city, know I run that. 6-inch pumps and some butters with the tongue bit. From the city where the kids get rough. Come on, sis, she knows damn well that eight ain't enough. So why just keep it going, fit that tone. He ain't even know I can sit that long. Take no rest, no regrets from the PJ. Never even thought I'd see that. No, this the floor that made them say they love me. And bottom line, I'm number one, can't put no one above me. Know that.
Woke up this morning, couldn't find my bitch. Lifting up the covers, she was sucking on my dick. Nothing that I do or say is strictly for the kids. And that nigga say he gon' kill me. Well, I'm already dead. I don't smoke no weed, but your shit smell like mint. Demons in me, mixed breed, and heaven sent. And I'm screaming fake town till Jesus come back. And I hit you with the Uzi, diamond toting that mat.
This is so important, I'm transporting and some gorgeous. I'm talking Madonna, my common dollars is so enormous. Bigger digits, the bigger bitches, I'm fucking Norbit. I'm talking bitches, but go to riches, or did you caught it? Or did you catch it? My secret message, I'm floating water. My flow is hectic, my shit erected, just act your daughter. My local quarters across the border in Bora Bora. Do I let them hoes?
I don't really get along with the frauds. I just walk as a boss. The shit you niggas talking is false. If your chick tossing the drugs, call it a loss. I'm petty, my chick left me, so I'm talking to y'all. Niggas hate it when I talk to their bras, so they pull them close whenever I pass, like they walking their dogs. That's a holiday cheer, we need to get a stack our way. So get it black, you'll get blacked on a Black Friday.
Yo, Dom, this is what you asked for. I'm in the business that you probably need a match for. It's mega gorillas and apes trying to scrape and mess snakes on the.
You know I'm
Say is she dying to me, and me, cause I am a beast.
and I'm a beat. Your girl be whining to me, but I be supplying the meat. No, I ain't grinding for free, so hit me, cause I'm in the deep.
Your boy Curdy NT Behind the Scenes Radio. The number's 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press 1 if you want to talk. Tonight is Friend or Foe, Top 10 Ways to Be Able to Tell If Your Friend Is a Friend or Foe. Now, I got a lot of people that I know. I got a lot of people that say they my friends. But there's 10 ways to be able to tell if actually they're really your friend or they're a frenemy. They're your friend and really an enemy. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But before that, we're going to keep on rocking out with this music because we got a lot of requests and a lot of new music from a lot of artists that's been sending this music. You know, we ain't been on in like a month and a half. So, you know, we got to get in our request for tonight. So the next song is Young Wreck right out of here, Philadelphia. PA, he's an underground artist here in Philadelphia. And the name of the song is called Trap House, and you're hearing it first on Behind the Scenes Radio. Let's go.
Hey, I'm BDB
boys on the track.
They know I'm coming. It's 2017 shit.
We got crack up in the trap house, hey. Ain't no snitching in the trap house,
yeah.
Need that weed, got that pack out. Bet your body, you get smacked down. Trap house, 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 trap house. We got crack up in the trap house,
hey.
Ain't no snitching in the trap house,
yeah.
Need that weed, got that pack out. Bet your body, you get smacked down. Trap house, 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 trap house.
I was 13 when I grabbed me a package. I was like fool when I seen me a ratchet. Black that be busty, you know he be blasting. None of us just died, just turned to be savage. They be like, wreck, you go ham. Damn, I got myself by a jam. Damn, I never asked for a hand. So I started trapping and chasing these bins. These niggas, they say I can't do it. I got my name wrecked cause I'm ruthless. Your bitch, I just fucking use her. You niggas, y'all hate cause y'all stupid. MOB, that be the days who I die. DBG, that be a gang with your mob. If it's a problem, you know I'm gon' slide. Just sit on my number and I get the job. Yeah, I've been rapping for a little minute. Broski be crying, just tell me I'm slipping. So I fall back and you know I'm a lickin'. Go watch my back cause you niggas be fishing. Don't touch you niggas, I swear y'all be snakes. Bust these traps, how you leaving the trace? Wake up in the morning, got me your ape. At the end of the day, I just got me like Trey. We got crack up in the trap house,
hey.
Ain't no snitching in the trap house,
yeah.
Need that weed, got that pack out. Think you body, you get smacked down. Trap house, 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 trap house. We got crack up in the trap house. Ain't no snitching in the trap house. Need that weed, got that pack out. Think you body, you get smacked down. Trap house, 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 trap house. You niggas, y'all know about the action. Y'all talk like y'all body just rapping. Just give me a call for my game. If you know a young nigga snapping. Up all my life, I wanted fame. But then with the devil, I cast it. So now I'm just playing with wax. You want up, I'm laying, you have it. It was just me and my cousin, ayy. We really started from nothing, ayy. We was just all in the basement, damn. We had the mapes and them dubs, ayy. Now I'm just taking my time and dropping these bombs and causing some ruckus, ayy. Nigga, don't get out of line, you know I find you, nigga, I'm busting. Dirty, dirty, get the flippin', ayy. Broski really in the kitchen,
ayy.
50 in it, I ain't missing. If I'm hired, ain't no witness. Oh, I forgot to mention location, no sign, I'll be in the trenches. Now the fuck, nigga, try to walk on me, he better be missing.
We got crack up in the trap house. Ain't no snitching in the trap house. Need that weed, got that pack out. Think you bought it, you can smack down. Trap house, 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 trap house. We got crack up in the trap house. Ain't no snitching in the trap house. Need that weed, got that pack out. Think you bought it, you can smack down. Trap house, 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 trap house.
Break rules and get controversial. Fuck the brain, just give me back. Shut the fuck up and just give me space. Before you speak, know your place. Before these nights, know your face. These niggas right now is a motherfucking drill. Acting out Hollywood and they ain't even walk the goddamn strip. Damn, the band is hot as Link DC. Ain't new to me to walk these deep. Cut them out, cake the same peacekeeper. Hating on the side cause we eat. Cause it's now or never, and a now endeavor. Instincts of a beast getting down whenever. Hurricane hailstorms getting down whenever. Keep my circle small, my surroundings better.
You can get it right now, or you're never gonna get it. Cause time no way. So I ain't bullshitting. In the sky go ham, and I plan on winning. I hear deals and meals. I'm just trying to get a ticket. Cause now or never. Cause now or never.
Introduction, bitch, it's KP and KC up in my bucket whip, so don't fucking trip on who I'm fucking with. The heater on me, keep it tucking shit, don't make me bust a clip or get a busted lip, cause if I bust the shit, I make it bust a split. I'm leaving holes in your clothes like a dusty bitch, yo. So much work, I be fucking Harley, nice hoes like I fuck with Carly, pulled up in fucking Harley, white folks in my fucking party, them folks think I'm fucking gnarly, dude. I make moves like the newbie stretching, next stop, nigga, you be guessing, talk shit thinking you be destined, and you be stressed, when I pull like the UPS, man, like who we tested. Feeling like it's now or never. Life Floyd, me, my pounds are better. Rock it down whenever. In my 16 clown forever. Cause my motherfucker sound is clever. Like I found myself. In these streets, I can clown myself. When it's beef, I get down myself. Would I allow myself that one call? Call my fam on help. Because I swear for my grandma on help. Nigga, now or never.
You can get it right now. But you never gonna get it. Cause time, no way. So I ain't bullshitting. In the sky, go ham. And I plan on winning. I hear deals and meals.
Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
I move by myself. I've been up on that solo shit. What the fuck is a friend? You know I don't trust a bitch. I just been out grinding hard, trying to get up all my chips. All you do is talk slick. Miss me with that sucker shit. I'm trying to stay out the way of all the drama. Kill a beat, kill. I'm trying not to do it, mama. Shit get hell when you live like this. But I'm a man, I got rules, I'ma die like this. Misunderstood by most motherfuckers, but I ain't scared of no motherfuckers. If the family need help, I don't tell them no, motherfucker. I don't just tell them I love my little show, motherfucker. Tryna do good, but I'm surrounded by evil. Tryna stay away from all these ignorant ass people. Say that they my dogs, but the motherfuckers see through. Saying you'll die for me, well, I don't believe you. Laid back in my thoughts, sipping on some strong shit. They say I went loco, my mind's something wrong with me. I talk to God every night before I go to sleep. Cause these thoughts in my head getting real deep. Then the insomnia hits and now I can't sleep. I be thinking too much, that's what's wrong with me. Just to survive, paranoid what you gotta be. For me to trust somebody, take a lie. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
Yo, keep by myself, I don't really fuck with niggas. Bitches always want me, so I never stay with them. Trust fucked up, if you play me, then I kill you. Mama told me never follow, boy, you a leader. One of the main reasons I never listened to a teacher. Know you like to talk, but fuck what you preaching. Way too many times a nigga been sucking deep in. Keep shit to myself, won't let a motherfucker peep in. Thoughts go to rushing when depression start to sink in. Never too emotional, never know what I'm thinking. See a sweet dick, then a nigga really planking. I don't chill with many cause they're leaving hanging. Try to do good, but bro, I'm steady stressing. If you ever schedule me, well then I'm gonna test you. You might pray to the Lord, but I blessed you. Move by myself, don't fuck.
Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. Nah, cause I don't trust nobody. Why I move by myself? Cause I don't trust nobody. They gon' fuck around and make me catch a body. Why I move by myself?
Some more, now I ain't dead. I'm on my reckless type.
Daystar. Daystar, I know you hear me calling you. Daystar, open this door. You know what? I'm done. I'm so sick of your disrespect. I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm tired. You don't cook. You don't clean. You don't do shit. All I've asked you to do was go get a job. You won't even go get a job. But you want to find yourself in the street hustling, thinking that shit gonna pay off. It ain't gonna pay off. It does not last. You're gonna find yourself dead. Real? Oh, okay, so you mean to tell me that you think that street life gonna pay off for you? Boy, please, I'm just waiting to get the phone call for them to tell me to come down and identify your body. It ain't gonna last. And it's music stuff. Nigga, go get a job. That's what you need. You need a job. I'm done. I'm sorry you lost your mom, but I can't take this shit no more. I want you to get your shit and get the fuck out. I'm done with your ass. Get your shit. Get the fuck out. I'm done. Get the fuck out.
It's the year 2008. I'm getting kicked up by the crib. Daddy contemplating where the fuck I'm about to live. Mama died, saved. Yeah, my sister had a kid. It was either 55 or get killed. So a nigga said, fuck it. Five of us putting up for one room, landlord straight buggin'. Roaches on the ceiling, living room straight thuggin'. Should've been left, but the trap stayed bunkin', nigga, yeah, yeah. Big time, big time. Rain so swole, you would think it did time. Swear I saw you niggas for the fifth time. I'ma get mine, yeah.
I'm a good.
jungle. Made 100K this week, that's on my dead mama. Spent 117 and I ain't even know her. Dog, I swear my coldest night, there wasn't even snoring. Mama told me since the youngin' I would be a soldier. Play the watch out on the block, you used to see me scoping. Respect the shooters, that's the youngin' go, we bout to blow this. Hop in another one, nigga. Then hop out another one, nigga. Then back in another one, nigga. Whoa. Hop in another one, nigga. We back with another one, nigga. Then back in another one, nigga. Whoa.
Boy Cal 10 from KCMO, and you're now rocking with Behind the Scenes Radio on the air every Tuesday and Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just dial 917-889-9112. Press 1 to talk.
Yeah, and it's your boy, Curdy and T, Behind the Scenes Radio, with my co-host, Nicey, and we got some, I don't know what I want to call him. I want to call him my step-grandson. We got the step-grandson in the house tonight. But tonight's show is friend or frenemy. How do you know frenemy? How do you know if your friends are actually your friends or they're just enemies infiltrating? How do you actually know that?
Or you know that they really don't like you, but you keep them kind of close to keep an eye on them.
Right. Because you can.
It's really stupid because they still know all these people.
Right. Because I know a lot of people, they got friends, but in all actuality, they are just there hating behind your back. And we want to talk about how do you know if in all actuality they are really your friend. So we're going to hold on, because I got a list. I got my little list that I came up with. I went and did some research, and then just some off of just off of life, right? All right. So the first way. Okay. Wait, hold on, because you know you kind of.
How many friends do you honestly have, Curtis?
How many true friends
that
I have?
How many friends do you actually have?
Okay, so I can only say that I can count my friends on one hand. I have about five friends and see, the way that I see a friend is. See, a friend is not someone that I'm just going to go to the club with or that we chilling. A friend is someone that I could be like, yo, let's go into business with each other. Let's take our money and go together and go into business. And I ain't talking about drug business. And I have about five friends that I could do that with. I could do that with Kareem.
One.
I could do that with Cheese, but we don't consider him friend because he family.
Two.
The other Kareem. My other friend Kareem. I don't think Kareem.
Redbone
Kareem, three. Yeah. All right, that's three. Hold on. Kareem. My cousin Cheese.
That's
so
great.
Damien. Ruff. J Dirty. But Dirty's my friend because J Dirty's long distance. So J Dirty, Kareem.
Okay, that's
fine. Kareem.
And technically,
two of them are families. But you can still consider your family as friends.
Sometimes.
Because sometimes friends are thicker than blood. Just because you my blood and we relatives doesn't mean that we really family, because family is deeper than just
genetics,
yeah. So so it's deeper than just genetics. How many friends can you say that you actually have, Lisa?
I tell y'all in a heartbeat, I ain't got no friends.
And why is that, though?
You got one male friend. Yeah, I have one. One true friend, yeah, okay.
Because he helped us out last night.
Yeah, so one, yeah.
So you got one, at least one. If you don't have...
If I was to die today, I can guarantee he'd be at my funeral. That's right. The only person, other than Tasia, I can guarantee would be at my funeral.
Or family members.
Again, I can guarantee... Okay, you. I can guarantee three people will be at my funeral.
All right, so what about you, Tasia? How many friends, how many actual real friends do you have? You don't got no friends? Not one?
We haven't had one.
Not even Jazz? What? Damn, that's fucked up. Okay, so why do you think that people like us don't have too many friends? Because I know a lot of motherfuckers that be like, oh yeah, that's my friend. And they just call them their friend and all actually adding, they just, yes, nigga. Because I don't want a shitload of yes niggas on my team. Everything that I do, yes. I want, see, I have.
See, I put mine in categories. You have associates.
Right.
Who know as little as possible.
Right.
You have family members who know less than your associates because they're family members. You have coworkers that you talk to at work or whatever and leave it at that. And then you have.
Go ahead,
two friends, and like I said, I had the two people in here and the other person. So three people I can guarantee would, you know, be at my funeral if I was to die.
All right, so I don't want a whole bunch of yes people around me. I have, I'm going to be honest with one, all my friends are ignorant as shit. They all blunt and very down to earth. If they don't like what the fuck you doing, they gonna tell you. And if you don't tell you, I don't want just ass kissing ass niggas around me. If I'm doing something wrong, tell me. Oh, I could say Brock. Brock's my friend also. You haven't met Brock yet, but Brock's supposed to be coming over this week because he's supposed to be shooting a video, huh? No, Brock is in Jersey. He's coming there. But. Okay, so I got about five or six friends that I can say that are really my friend. And we don't always talk all the time.
So look, this is what I consider a friend. Someone who's truly loyal will actually lay down their life for you.
Right.
And like I said, there's only three of them.
It's not a lot of people that can actually say like they actually have real friends. See, a friend will be there for you when you don't need them, and they'll be there when you don't need them. They'll be there for you when you need them in situations, and even when you don't need them, they still there. That's what a real friend is. A real friend will tell you what the fuck they think about a situation and not give a fuck about your feelings.
And how dumb you is for the situation.
And how dumb you are. And that's what a real friend will do. A real friend gonna tell you exactly how
they're
the fuck they feel about shit. And they're not gonna sugarcoat it. If you got friends that yes to everything you do. Huh?
Friends, how many of us had it?
I didn't have that song. I didn't get that song tonight. But a true friend, now, when someone tells me that they're going to do something, I expect for you to do it. A real friend is going to do exactly what they say they're going to do. If you don't do that, you're not my friend. You're an enemy, a friend of me. You just act like.
Friendly.
I have a lot of frenemies on Facebook. Motherfuckers that act like they. No, I have no, listen. No, I have a lot of frenemies on Facebook. They act like they're your friend. In all actuality, really, they are your enemies. Haters, motherfuckers that gossip about you. But they don't really know your story. They only know you from when you were in high school, which was, for me, damn near 20 years ago. They know that person. They don't know the new me. So maybe it may change. But still, no, I don't think that it would change because...
They know that you can. You post almost everything on Facebook.
All right, so we gonna start with this is how you can tell if you're a friend or friend of me.
There's no D in it. It's friend of me.
Friend of me, whatever. You know what the hell I'm trying to say. All right, the first way to be able to tell if they're a friend or frenemy is they always point out the impossible in what you're trying to do. They always pinpoint the impossible shit. Oh, you can't do that because, or, oh, you can't run this radio station. You don't have anything, or you don't have enough followers. They always point out the impossible shit. I hate motherfuckers always doubt, basically. They doubt you. And what you're trying to do or whatever you're trying to accomplish in life. One thing that my parents always told me to do is pay attention to people when you start making it. When you're progressing in life, pay attention to how many people like your post. That's who you know are your friends. And one thing that I have also come to conclusion is that people... I hate when that shit happens. No, you got to pay attention to how many people like your post. And if you know something, when I post fake shit, fraud and shit, ratchet shit, I get 1,000 likes.
You don't get 1,000, I get
a large amount of the most likes I've had on one post, maybe 1,000 likes. I've got 1,000 likes on something. I have. But you don't always pay attention to everything that I post. I got
and you have multiple comments when you post things that make you think or serious issues or whatever. You don't get a lot of likes.
Because most of the people that follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter are ratchet as shit, and all they want to do is see ratchet shit. But moving on. Okay.
I'm questioning that now.
Okay.
Because I'll share something literally that you posted and got no comments or no likes on, and I'll get like 10 likes and like 15, 20 comments. And you be like, they ain't comment on mine when I did it.
It's because they don't know who you are. If they knew who you was and that you was connected to me, they probably would like
it. I mean, if you know me, it says it in my profile.
I don't know why people do that. I don't understand why. But
and it'd be some of them will have mutual like
friends or whatever. Yeah, and they'll come on your page because you're a woman, and usually it be the niggas that just want some pussy. Yes, it do.
Because I'm a wider female too.
But usually it be the dudes. It be a lot of the niggas from Kansas City or from Philly. They'll come and like your shit, but I post the same thing, and we both on the same. on Instagram. They follow both of us. They see both of us.
No,
posted.
I don't have all the same friends you have.
We don't, but majority of them we do.
Music
they'll come on.
Anything related to music or anything.
And they'll come on your page and like your shit because usually, and I'll be honest with you, I don't give a fuck if you listening or not. This is one of the people that do it all the time. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to say names, but you know who the fuck you is. You'll go on her page and like her shit, not even knowing who the fuck she is. But if I post it, then
but
I mean,
know
it's,
they
know
they
it's connected.
Know, yeah.
Yeah, they know that it's connected, but they'll come on your page because you're a woman. So they're. I'm gonna tell you what it is. In their mind, at some point in time, they may have a chance to get that ass. So they want
to
like.
They have a chance to get.
They may try to get a chance to try to. I'm telling you, I'm a man. I'm be honest. I'm telling you, I know how men are. I know why men do shit because I'm a man. The same way that you know why women do shit, I know why men do shit. That yes, it is. They do it because at one point in time they may think that they can get a chance to holler at you or whatever, so they like your shit. But anyway, moving on to the next. Who is this?
I don't know.
All right. Number two, the second way to be able to tell if they're a friend or a frenemy, they encourage poor decisions. They encourage that shit. They know that you fucking up, and they encourage you to keep on fucking up. My thing is, so let me say this. If you're a grinding ass nigga and you hustle street, you sell drugs, you gang bang, you do all that shit, and your girl is cool with that shit, that bitch ain't your girl. She's your enemy because any good woman is going to tell you, bae, you need to stop. Any good friend that is your friend is going to tell you, yo, listen, you need to stop doing that and do something legit. If a person encourages messed up decisions in your life, if they are cool and won't say nothing to you like, yo, you fucked up, you shouldn't have did that. If they just go along with it, yes, niggas, they're not your friend. They are enemies. They're your frenemy. Real talk. I don't give a fuck. You may not agree with me, but I'm telling you, it is what it is. It just is what it is. All right. Number three is, or they say nothing. They don't say nothing about what you're doing, and it's wrong.
Or it's not that they don't say nothing. Sometimes you'll ask them, and they just say,
"Yeah." What was you saying again?
Oh Lord, my head, when you ask them something, they'll be like, they'll shrug their shoulders and like, I don't know, whatever.
Right. They don't give you a feedback on nothing. You going through something. For instance, one of my friends today, my homeboy Kareem, called me and told me, let me in on something that's going on in his house, right? And I gave him true feedback. I was like, yo, either one or two things, either leave or stay. There's nothing you can do about it. And so I gave him feedback. But if your friend or friend is not giving feedback in no type of way, all they can say is, okay, or shrug their shoulders or whatever, they're not your friend. They're a friend of me. Friend of me. They're just an enemy infiltrating as a friend. Four, we're going to get to number five and then we'll get another music break. Number four is people who try to force an authentic connection with you. So basically what that is a motherfucker that tries to be around or tries to hang with you just too much. Only they call and and they check up on you every so often just to make sure that they still in there with you. They still want to stay in your business, but they really ain't your friend. They just around just to make sure that if you ever blow up, they got a way in. I don't like motherfuckers like that. And the more that they're around you, eventually you can be able to see that. The more that they're around you. So, what? How do you feel about that one?
People just in front of me do that anyway. That's what a friend of me is. Somebody who was trying to infiltrate or not, well, infiltrate your camp or whatever to get info or whatever. So that's what they do. That's
right.
That's
I think that's how denial works. I'm just be honest. I think that's what denial was. Denial was the infiltrator. She was just coming on the radio show, because if you pay attention when she was coming on the radio show, she was taking what we was doing and bringing it to her show, implementing it into her show. Not even her show, but you would go on to other shows that she was a part of and would hear them talking about things that we were already talking about that they had never talked about, or they would take like little things that we were doing on the show and doing it. I believe it is, and it's been it's been a couple different people that came onto my radio show and said, Kurt, motherfuckers is talking about you, dog. They told me if I come onto your show, they ain't even fucking with us no more. But they would still come on to the show. Or they would say that, and I'd be like, wow, are you serious? They'd be like, yeah, motherfuckers is really hating on Kurt. And I'd be like, I wonder why. Well, you know, we doing things over here. It's taking time, but it's happening. You know what I mean? So, number five. Number five is a major thing to me. I see this in a lot of people that say they have friends. I see this all the time. They keep score. If your friend keeps score, oh, I did this, you did this, oh, I got two cards. I got all this in my bank account. And they keep in score with everything that they're doing. If they're keeping score with everything that they're doing, everything that you all are doing, then something is wrong with that relationship, because real friends don't keep score. I don't keep score with my friends when I chill with them. You feel me? Like, oh, I smoked with you today. Now you got to smoke with me tomorrow. Like, that's not a friend. A motherfucker going to be like, whatever I got, you got. Whenever I got it, you got it. If I got money, you got it. It's no score like, oh, you got it this time and I got it next time. Well, some people do it like that, but me, myself, I don't do it like that. All right, so we're going to take a music break real quick. Another music break real quick. And we'll be back. Let's see, what we going to play? What we going to play? Because I got some new music for y'all, man. Where is that? W3. There we go. All right, so this artist right here is from Kansas City, Missouri. And he's going to be on the show not next week, but the week after that. This is Weirdo from Kansas City, Missouri. The name of the song is called Regular. Let's go.
Where it's written, that's why I fucking ride along. If something happens, then a nigga gon' die alone. I'm prepared for heartbreak, cause I know they ain't shit. You must think to God, cherish my family, music, money, and getting city hustle. Now I'm in you pussies, just stick to the basics. Confusion got me in denial, I think I see illusions. Try to be the man, they working pretty women for prostitution. True talent, no institutions, cause background's leaking pollution. Better watch for what you break, cause a break can get you execution. You fought that nigga, knocked, he busted, 10-6
till I said that you using usage of it and they sent it. Rolling around, digging in pockets, trying to pop shit. It's obvious.
I'm not afraid to
Haven't heard your voice in a week. Haven't seen your face in 3 or 4. We gotta make a change, baby. Can't keep doing the same thing, babe. So sick and tired of explaining. I know you're frustrated, but I need you to have patience.
When the lights go off and the camera stops rolling and people stop calling my name, I'm thinking of you, babe. I'm thinking of you, babe. Gonna change who I am. You already knew all about me. I guess it's time to make a move. Hey.
Been questioning our relationship, wondering if it's something I wanna do. Rivers flowing from your eyes, cause I'm man enough to tell you the truth. We gotta make a change, baby. Can't keep doing the same thing, babe. So sick and tired of explaining. I know you're frustrated, but I need you to have patience.
When the lights go off and the camera stops rolling and people stop calling my name, I'm thinking of you, babe. I'm thinking of you, babe.
Girl, promise I'ma let you finish. Elephant in the room says that lately you've been hella different. Put myself on hold before, but can't do that this time. Yeah, disaffected, I know you know, so please don't act surprised when I say my passion not be questioned. Cause my music got a message, and you knew that when you met me, I was meant to be a legend. But between your girlfriends and the gossipy, I know everything's the yeah, sissy. I hate yous and I'm sorry. So I could see how you forgot that.
When the lights go off and the camera stops rolling and people stop calling my name, I'm thinking of you, babe. I'm thinking of you, babe. Don't try to change who I am. You already knew all about me. I guess it's time to make a move. Hey,
yeah.
This song's dedicated to them niggas that be bumping gums and talking shit behind a nigga back, knowing I can't defend myself. If you tripping, for real, then it must be you I'm talking about. Don't trip. And if it ain't you, don't trip.
Check drop niggas like bad habits. That's the truth. Motherfuckers be running around acting like they bulletproof. How could I trust you when you wouldn't bust two slugs for me? Talking about your thug, homie, you really ain't got no love for me. Anyway, what you do for me?
Nothing.
You won't let the 45 keep bucking. What you talking about in your stuff? You don't live nowhere near gangsta street. And if I wanted to, I could take out some of your teeth and for the rest of my life have beef. And you know what I do with me. Known the cheek, creep from the back in the Cadillac Seville. Pull out the strap and attack the bill. And if it don't happen, I'ma keep doing music and talking shit about you. Never even mention your name, cuz it'll come all out you a bitch ass nigga. You live your life all secluded. And if I wasn't around, you wouldn't do shit. Talking about you jack niggas, put them in the back with a blue rag around they snuggle. Used to have a huddle with sick man niggas, now it's only me to rumble. Get them up like gumbo, don't trip. How could I know? I was so comfortable, you took advantage of the whole situation. All that shit you making, it was cause of me. We was cool for all those years, but I was blind and couldn't see.
There it is.
Another nigga went ballistic on me. Couldn't have his way, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, knew it all along, he was dipped.
There it is.
Another nigga went ballistic on me. Couldn't have his way, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, do it all alone. He was dipped in some fake nigga pain. How could I knew it? Fat supply of liquor fluid and some green leaves that stank up the whole house. That's how we had it. Every day, make sure my niggas is drunk and high in every way. 3 o'clock in the morning, come home drunk and fall out. I didn't give a fuck, they was my homies, I went all out. Then I found out most of them fake like Van Damme. They knew about the game but couldn't break a damn can. With hollow tips in their hands, so I juke them like a crack sack. Make them feel hella bad, make sure they never coming back. They showed me too much shit, I couldn't take it, couldn't make it another year dealing with all this fake shit, nigga, yeah. And nigga, I'm tired of you spying on me, kicking it with that other motherfucker that be lying on me. Why, homie? I thought me and you was untouchable. You be telling everybody what you know, so bye, homie.
There it is.
Another nigga went ballistic on me. Didn't think I loved him, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, do it all alone. But dip, there it is. Another nigga went ballistic on me. Didn't think I loved him, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, do it all alone. He was dipped in some weak nigga sauce, the kind you put on spaghetti. I'm a kickback nigga, but I'm armed and deadly. And I'm shooting them gangsta medleys to your heart and soul. Known to put a mini Mac in the knapsack and get off the act until the CEO. Then you can see me smoke circles out your neighborhood with a tall can in my lap, 20 pack and a 50 sack. Metal to metal, the heat won't settle to you in that wood. I can't help it, that's how it is. I mean, run up in your crib and get your kids, you know I could. You couldn't touch me with a silencer from long range. I tried to do all I could, but you think it's all game. Sit at home drunk and judge, niggas. You remind me of my uncle, always having a grudge, nigga. Ain't nothing gonna happen that ain't supposed to happen. Opposed to rapping, I close the gap and hit that ass with the mini Mac. Closed caption, cause I'm an MVP. Maximum violence protected, and if you fuck with me, fuck you an ass with the weapon. Grew up in the GDC. A hood where niggas really don't give a fuck. Smash past the one time hitting blunt. Smoke the whole parking lot up. And you already knew that about me. Nigga, what's your problem? Bumping them guns like the Green Goblin. We gon' be swabbing.
There it is.
Another nigga went ballistic on me. Couldn't get his way, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, knew it all along. He was dipped, there it is. Another nigga went ballistic on me. Couldn't hit the weed, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, knew it all along. He was dipped,
there it is.
Another nigga went ballistic on me. Couldn't get his way, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, knew it all along. He was dipped, there it is. Another nigga went ballistic on me. Couldn't hit the weed, so I guess he turned his back on me. And if he didn't, I'm just tired of shit. I'd rather do it on my own, knew it all along. He was dipped, there it is.
This your boy Cal 10 from KCMO, and you're now rocking with Behind the Scenes Radio, on the air every Tuesday and Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Just dial 917-889-9112. Press 1 to talk.
Press 1 to talk. You're now live with Curtis, ENT, and Niecy. Say, what's up, Niecy?
What's up, Niecy?
Oh, I'm gonna smack you anyway. This year.
And let's see if you don't get slapped.
Behind the scenes. Behind the scenes. Shut up. Behind the scenes radio. The number is 917-889-9112. Make sure that you press one if you want to talk, or just click the link and listen. If you scared and you think that I'm an asshole, I'm a
burn. Yeah,
if you just scared, no, that's what it is. No, people just scared to call in because they intimidated or whatever.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
so
bring
your ass on. No.
Yes.
That's
ass. I'm not being an asshole. If you call in, nigga, you press and you don't press one, we still gonna bring you the fuck on because you called
me.
In.
But you French now?
But if you just wanna fucking. That fucking simple. No ass motherfuckers don't want to pay attention. I keep on telling niggas, pay attention. I told you, niggas don't want to fucking pay attention. They do what the fuck they want. Cuz, you irritate me right now.
You're not going to talk about irritation. My foot looks like the elephant man, but you want to talk about irritation.
Ain't my fault, dumb. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I helped you in that situation, but I didn't cause that to.
Stop lying to somebody. You just out there pushing for that and stuff.
Whatever. All right, so tonight we talking about friend or frenemy.
There's no
D in it. If say it right.
Friend or frenemy. Friend of me, friend of me. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Any old goddamn. It's too goddamn hot to be trying to correct me. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. Any old way. Any hoes. Any hoes.
Look at nigger rat.
Nigger rat. Or whatever. Any hoes. Oh, so tonight, one of my friends that he calls in and supports all the time. Hey, what's up? Hey, anyway, we got. He looked at me like, "What the
bitch? What's wrong with you?"
Tonight we got my homie. He always call in and he always support. He been supporting from day one. Say what's up, Jay Dirty.
It's Dirty.
Jay Dirty.
He fell asleep while you
were
playing
music. This nigga didn't.
He all. Ow!
Watch your lady. Is you there, Jay Dirty? Did you fall asleep? Let me see. Hold on. It might be. You there, Jay Dirty? Anyway, it don't matter if he there or not. But at least he called and he pressed one. He probably fell asleep. He always he do that every once in a while. Put him on. I should. Kareem.
Yo.
Yo, what's up, Kareem? All right, so can you give me some feedback on increments from Chi-Town? Chi-Town in the motherfucking building. But we in Philly now. But Kareem, can you give us some feedback on the first song that we're talking about? Hello?
I just wanted to listen.
All right, see.
I told you I just wanted to listen.
All right, so now we gonna talk about this now, since I'm gonna put him in the box, and we gonna talk about this. I don't give a fuck if he hang up, cause Kareem know that I am honest, dead, straightforward, black, on sugarcoat shit, nigga. If I'm doing something, you should support in any way. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to talk. I don't give a fuck. Listen, Kareem, I'm an asshole. You an asshole. I'm going to keep it straight. You shouldn't just be calling in. You should be supporting every way possible because I do it. And that's why I don't have very many friends because they don't show the same love as I show. And so that's why I have very few friends, because the motherfucker tell you all I support you or whatever, but they don't really support you. They just hang around so that if you ever blow the fuck up, they got a way in. And I look at everybody like that. Not just you, Kareem. I look at everybody like that. I don't give a fuck who you with. Family members, cousins, people on Facebook. I don't give a fuck. If you're not communicating with me, some people communicate with me on a daily basis or whatever, but even still, that don't make your fucking friend. They could just be around just so that if any motherfucking time you blow up or you get some money, motherfucker could, you know what I'm saying? Hey, slide in there. You know, I've been around since day one. That don't mean shit, though, just because you're around for day one. But anyway, all right. So, and this is the reason why I stay to my motherfucking self. Because I don't trust nobody. I don't trust nobody. The only person that I actually really do trust in my life is my mother. I don't even trust Niecy as far as I can see her. And I can only throw you across the motherfucking room. So I only trust.
But no, you try to throw me across the room. What's the difference?
I could. I could throw you across. I just don't want to strain my back. But I could throw you across.
What the fuck you trying to say? You don't want to strain your back, nigga.
Nigga, you not 50 pounds?
Like I said, say again.
I don't want to strain my back. But I know I could throw you across the room if I really wanted to. If I was mad enough, I could.
I'm a no. Fight you so you ain't gonna
listen. Remember, I told you that I used to mess with the girl
in
motherfucking Jersey. She was like 200 some pounds. I tossed her ass across the motherfucking room. Any hoes. So we gonna
right, right
any hoes. We gonna get back to the show. See, and this is the reason. And this is the crazy thing is that. On Blog Talk, I put my business out. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck what people think about me, because at the end of the day, I know what I've been through. I've struggled. I've overcome my things that are in my closet. I've told motherfuckers I jacked off in class. And I'm pretty sure motherfuckers in Kansas City still talk about that shit. Or they come on my Facebook knowing that that's what I do. That I've not do,
do.
That I've did. I still jack the fuck. I'm a grown ass man. Every man. Listen. I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Every grown ass person masturbates at one point in time. Even grown, I know women that masturbate every motherfucking day, 3-4 times a day. I know men that I don't know them personally, but I know that it is out there. So I don't give a fuck. Motherfucker, try to act like they don't. Bitch, you're lying. When you get in the bathtub and you clean your coochie, bitch, you clean with yourself. I don't want to hear that shit. Get the fuck out of here. Like, motherfuckers act like they ain't never did no fucked up shit in their life and made mistakes in their life. Everybody has made mistakes that they are now not proud of in life. But in life, you make mistakes and you learn from them and you move on in life. That's the whole thing about life, is you learn from your experiences. You learn from your downfalls. You take your downfalls. You grow from them and you move on with life. That's life. So I put everything out there. I don't give a fuck what a motherfucker think about me, because at the end of the day, you done did some shit in your lifetime that you don't want nobody to fucking know. I know plenty of the females on my Facebook thing got trains ran on them. Some of them don't give a fuck, they'll tell you. And some of them don't want nobody to know. Everybody done cheated once or twice in their life, or once in their life, or then did some cheating type shit in their life. Everybody has flirted. Everybody has been grimy at one point in time in their life, or has did. That's what that's what you want to bring up, the cheat thing, and
I'm
not saying, and not
you.
Okay. You may have not cheated, but you have did something. You have flirted. You have did. You flirting is cheating. Everybody has fucking cheated.
What'd you say?
Flirting is cheating. Everyone has fucking flirted. I don't give a fuck what you say. Everybody in a relationship has cheated. Has cheated in some way. In some way, shape, or form, flirting is cheating, because you're not going to flirt in front of your motherfucking man. Would you flirt in front of your man?
I don't really flirt.
Would you flirt in front of your... Yes, you... Yes, you have. Stop acting like you is much.
I don't flirt.
I hate when women try to act like they
I'm
are
tell
perfect.
You right now, no, because it was this dude at work. This is a big fat dude named John or something. And he was like, somebody literally said she's looking for a new man. I said, oh, I'm not. The one at home is enough right there. I don't need nobody else. And he proceeded with phone numbers. I said, that's nice. So, no, everybody don't flirt, and you were nowhere around, and I don't have to tell you.
Everybody, I don't give a fuck what you say, Niecy. Everybody's flirted. You may not say it, but everybody has flirted. Listen, you're irritating me. You're trying to act like you're perfect. What you're going
to
tell me is that you've never flirted in no relationship that you've ever been in your whole motherfucking life.
I flirted with person I'm with.
You've never flirted with someone that you did not know on the bus. You've seen them walking. You winked your eye. You've never did that shit before ever in your life. You're fucking lying.
No,
you're
not.
Lying, Niecy.
No,
everybody has fucking flirted.
I can't do that. I just can't see somebody and go,
listen,
oh, let me flirt
with you. Listen, one thing about myself.
It doesn't fit what you're saying. You get agitated.
No, because everybody has flirted life. Yo, you cannot tell me you've never flirted life. You're going to tell me that listen, maybe you don't remember. Because you is old as a mug. You is older. So maybe you just don't remember. But believe me when I tell you, you have flirted.
I
just
seen Cupid on the bus. So
you didn't wink at him. You didn't smile. You just had the stone face. And you looked the other way. Like, oh, I've never seen a motherfucker. Man, stop. Listen, you acting just like Shamir, yo. Shamir try to act like she's never made no mistake in life, like you're perfect. No one is.
I look.
So what the fuck is you, a robot song?
I flirt on Tango.
Okay, so it doesn't fucking matter. You flirted, goddammit.
I said I was in a relationship. That's what I said.
Everybody.
I can't
flirted.
Do it in person. Put it that way.
Everyone has flirted.
I can't
in one way or another. I don't care what nobody say. Yeah. Motherfuckers try to act like they perfect and they've never made mistakes in their life. But I'm pretty sure everyone has something in their closet that they don't want to talk about. Everyone has. But we getting off a track not talking about the topic of the show. And I hate when we do that. Everybody hung up. And I don't give a fuck.
No, call drop.
I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I know that I'm being honest with myself and with the listeners that are listening to us on the web. I'm being honest, and I don't give a fuck what nobody thinks about me or what I am trying to accomplish in life, because at the end of the day, we have all fucked up in some way, shape, or form.
So would you say your friend would tell you when you fucked up?
Yes, your friend will tell you. A true friend will tell you when you done fucked up. They're going to be honest with you and tell you, yo, listen, you fucked up, yo. You need to make this shit right. You need to do something to make it right. A real friend will tell you this. A friend of me will be like, fuck it, nigga. It ain't shit. Nah. You ain't got to change. Keep on living your life the way that you is, because they don't give a fuck about your future. I give a fuck about people's future and what you're trying to accomplish in life. The people that I have in my life, I am very honest with them. Very blunt bullshit. I don't sugarcoat nothing with no one. And I try, and I love it when people are the same way with me, because I'm going to take the good and the bad that you have said to me, and I'm going to take, even out of the bad, I'm going to take the good out of it. What is it called? Criticism. I can't even think of how to say it right now. But anyway, y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. All right, so let's get back to the top 10 ways to be able to tell if they're a friend or a friend. All right, so we were at number okay, so we're going to come from the top. We was starting on number 6, but I'm going to start back from number 1 and work our way back down to number 6. Number 1 was, they point out the impossible. They're always saying you can't do that when you know you can't. Number 2, they encourage poor decisions. Number 3, or worse, they don't say nothing. Number 4, people who try to force they try to enforce a inauthentic connection with you. So basically, they stick around just to make sure that if you ever blow up one day, you know, they're there and they can say, I've been here from the day one. That doesn't mean that you're my friend just because you've been around from day one, because your enemies, they pay the biggest price for the ticket to sit up front and watch your mistakes and you grow. So that doesn't, just because they've been there from day one doesn't mean that they're your true friend. Number 5, they keep score on everything that you do. In every way, they keep a score. So now we're on number 6. They only see your interactions in black and white. Do you know what that means, Niecy?
They see you wrong or you right. They don't see anything in between.
Right. They don't see the in between. They only see, oh my God. Oh. Hold on. You got to put your foot up here. Let's do it. Hold on for a second, y'all. Put your foot up here. There. Put it up there. Is that cool now? Is that better? All right. They only see things in black and white. So say, for instance, just to give you a way to look at it, right? With them seeing black and white, let's say, for instance, you get into it with someone and you ask them, was I wrong for what I did?
And all they can say is they can't give you, you know how some people only give you their point of view on everything and they don't look at it from both sides of the subject or whatever's going on. That's not a friend. If they can't look at it from all sides, all views, then they're not your true friend. They're not giving you a true feedback, basically. You need a, friends or they give you feedback. And like I was saying before, they're straightforward and direct with you. They don't give you sugar-coated shit. You feel me? All right, number seven. The willingness to divide and conquer. The willingness to divide and conquer. Basically, let's say, for instance, you have a group of friends. Let's say it's 10 of y'all, right? And all 10 of y'all always hanging with each other, right? There's always going to be that one that likes to divide everyone that's a part of the friend that's in the friendship. They're good at what is it called? They're good at what is the word, yo? What is the word? They're good at dividing everybody. Say for instance, we want to go one place, and they're always the one that they're always the oddball and want to divide things between the group of friends. That's a friend. A friend is going to bring everyone together. If you got to divide everyone and the cliques, you know how there's cliques and shit, and in one clique, they may be cooler with one of the homies better than they cooler with you. So they always talking bad to you about one homie, but then when they come around you, they act cool and they try to bring it back together. But when they separate, they're always talking about you. So that's basically number eight. They have no interest in making you a better person. If you're hanging with someone and they have no interest in helping you become a better person in whatever aspect, then they're not really your friend. If they're not helping you become a better person. And that's just straight up. Why hang with someone if you can't help me become a better person? And all this comes in together. But if you have no interest in trying to make me a better person, then or helping me, because no one can make you a better person. But if you have no interest in helping me become a better person, then why are you around for? You're wasting my time. You're just around just to be around. And I don't need you. I could do bad all by my motherfucking self. Like my parents always said, I can do bad all by my motherfucking self. You feel me? Number nine, everything's a competition. You got a friend that everything is a competition? Like everything is a competition. Who has the best car? Who dresses the best? Who got the best, the most boyfriends? Who's fucked the most dudes or most females? And if everything is a competition, then they're not your friend. They're not your true friend, because a true friend is not going to compete with you. It's just not. It's not a competition. It's a friendship. We're not competing against each other. And I don't compete against people. I do me, and that's what I do. I just do me. I don't compete with no one in no way. I'm not competing against Air Out Radio Station. I'm not competing against Blast Your Thoughts Radio. I'm not competing against any other blog talk radio, no other podcast, no other nothing. I'm in competition with my old self. I'm trying to do better than I did last year and the year before that and 10 years ago. I'm trying to do better and accomplish more things in life, basically. You feel me? And if you're in a friendship and all you do is compete with each other, then why are you friends for it? Unless it's a good competition, like on the basketball court or something like that. That's different. But if you're competing, and if you're listening, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Sometimes I'm not very good at explaining myself and what I'm trying to say. And that's why I have Niecy around, because Niecy is good at explaining. So could you explain, like, more in depth of what I was trying to say with the competition?
You said it.
I said it pretty well. I said it good enough. All right. So that was 9. So my fault. 9. The top 9 ways to know if friends or frenemy. And we're going to cut the show short tonight just because it's hot. It's hot as a motherfucker, and baby need to get some sleep, and we tired, so we're going to get some sleep tonight. And me need to get some sleep. Me get some sleep. The bat needs to hang upside down.
You must be the bat.
Also, if I... Goodness. If I say it, then something wrong, but if somebody else says it, see, that's what I'm talking about. Anyway, because you'll laugh if Jay Dirty say it, but...
You must be the bat.
How am I the bat when you're supposed to be the vampire hanging upside down?
Vampire hanging
upside
down.
Well, you... Okay, well, vampire hanging upside down, and I said it wrong.
No, again.
But, yeah, we're going to end the show tonight. You got any shout-outs to... thanks?
I'll be thankful when my ankle don't hurt no more. This shit hurt. Everybody that called in, Jay Dirty, Kareem, people that is going to download later. Everybody who's going to attend to be a part of the show next week when we have...
what is her name? Anna?
Hernandez
will be, and she's from Kansas City, Missouri. So we're going to have Anna Hernandez next Tuesday on Behind the Scenes Radio. You'll be seeing a promotion very soon. Well, you already seen the promotion if you follow us on Instagram or Facebook, but we'll be promoting it. We'll be putting the blog talk post out very soon. Say what's up.
Say hi.
Say hi. You going to say hi?
Oh, they're talking to me. I got to go.
You not going to say hi?
Right.
Bye. Can you say bye bye? Dad, dad, mama. Nah, you wanna.
You try.
Great. So this is your boy Currency. You can follow us on Instagram at BHINDTHESCEN_radio. If you want to send your music into Behind the Scenes Radio, make sure it's MP3 formatted. Only, we're giving free interviews from this day forth. If you want to get an interview, we need a bio, 2 pictures. If you're an artist, we need your music. Send us at least 3 or 4 tracks. The email is bhindthescen@gmail.com. Big shout outs to all the followers on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And we out this bitch, man. It's hot. Peace.